Early on, when I was more naive about the whole thing, one of the men who helped me fight in the University of Akron thing is a retired marketing PR executive. And we had talked one day about, can we get 20 minutes to do something on this?
Yeah.
His feeling was he would be willing to help us try because he knew he had a couple of contacts there. But that we needed to get more local scrutiny of it,
right,
which is pretty hard to get,
right,
in order to take it to them and say, look, here's what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I go back to the story about the sugar maple farm in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I know.
That they absolutely destroyed, and then the pipeline got stopped.
Right.
That, to me, is one of the most heartbreaking stories.
Well, plus you had some serious guns on those sites, you know, not military, but, like, those guys were wielded. Those guys were not wanted there, and they were backed up by some pretty heavy... Yeah, I just don't see... it's just amazing to me. I'm dealing with right now, there's this huge injection well proposal over in Trumbull County, going in right next to an old and elderly manufactured home community. And the company just employed a private security firm founded by a U.S. Army sniper to guard the property. It's like, what? Come on, man. Really? Why do you have to be such a jerk? Gets back to this whole thing. It's like you already got what you wanted. Why do you have to do this? Like,
right.
Why do you have to treat people like this?
Right.
You know, this is why no one wants you here, and you wonder why no one wants you here.
Yeah.
It's because you're bringing a sniper onto the property in front of, next to a bunch of elderly
right.
people who are just kind of upset this isn't really up for debate. There's nothing up for debate. It's
right.
like baked in, and now, I mean...
And they have to live with consequences.
Yeah, they have to give the consequences, but now you have a sniper sitting at the site. It's like totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. It's and a lot of the things I would love to do down there.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mull over the idea and then I think probably not a good idea because
yeah.
of the farm and
right.
you know, and I want them to get it back to where it was as best they can.
Right.
And if I become obviously connected with it and in those kinds of ways, then you know they could be tougher with Jim and John about what they're going to do. And
right.
and. When I worked for Jim, we used to buy printing for Baldwin Wallace. And we had a friend who was our printing salesman. And he would come in, and I would argue with him about price and say, oh, you know, Frank, you can't charge us that amount of money. So then he would turn around and go see Jim, and Jim would say, well, I don't really like this figure, but if you're insistent that that's what it's going to cost you, I'll pay it.
Yeah.
I used to say, damn it, you know, it's a good guy, bad guy. But sometimes I got him to whittle it down before he went to...
Oh, that sounds like my 4-year-old yesterday with the iPad. He did the same thing to his mom and to me. He goes, she said, no show. He goes, Dad, because I was in the middle of my rowing machine, I don't want to be bothered. He saw a weak spot, and these kids, oh, my God, they exploited it. Good to see you, Louise.
Good to see you again. I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
Come back, even if it's not on business.
Yeah, and tell your Carroll County folks that if they're interested to get in touch with me.
I will do that.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
You too.